Collins.
Paul on the left.
Blake, how good was your team defensively today?
Oh, we came back well. We knew their team speed is pretty intimidating. So the key with that, and we have some fast players too, is you want to try to limit their time and space, allow our defensemen to have tight gaps. And to do that, our forwards need to get back and get over the puck. So that was an emphasis for us. I thought we did a pretty good job allowing these guys to be aggressive.
Plenty of edge in the game too, maybe more than any other playoff game this season so far.
Well, it's the Western Conference Finals. There's going to be quite a bit of emotion in these games. I think each series we've played, it ramps up a little bit each time. The Nashville series was pretty intense. But I think between Vegas and us, we have the ability to both play heavy, try to slow each other down a little bit. And after our quick start, they got on the body a little bit, and I thought we responded well.
Frank on the right.
Blake, Frank Sarvalli, TSN. You guys have talked a lot about identity and playing your way. Has it helped to continue to do that by the fact that you guys haven't trailed in any series so far? You've won your game once.
Well, you want to get off to good starts. I think that's an emphasis. But that being said, the Minnesota series looked different than the Nashville series. It was back and forth each game in the Nashville series. So I definitely think you want to get off to a good start in these series. You can take game one, and especially in your home building, that's important. But with that being said, we're not resting on that. I think we feel we can keep improving each game, and that's our mindset going into game two.
Shengpeng Hockey Buzz, a question for both of you guys. Your power play had a lot of success tonight. It seemed like you guys were able to get to your spots. What were you seeing from their penalty kill tonight?
They were doing, they're coming in and out, going inside, outside, very well, doing the right things. It was just a matter of us, sticking to our game plan and just moving it quickly and, trying to get pucks towards the net.
More questions? Chris, here on the right.
Chris Johnson, Sportsnet. Dustin, what did you see early in the game? Why were you guys able to make some plays there and build that early lead?
I mean, we didn't have much of a rest. It was, we're still in game mode. It was, just a matter of coming out and, playing our game and, keeping it simple. And I felt that, we got in moving our feet right away, and, ice opened up, so we got to make, move the puck easily and, just do simple things.
Front left.
Jesse Granger, Las Vegas Sun. Dustin, Blake talked about how Vegas has a lot of team speed, and you were able to get a body on them and be physical early and often. Just how important do you think that was to how the game played out?
Well, I mean, just a full team effort right there. It's, everyone's, moving their feet, doing their job, and, if everyone's doing their job, everyone's, tight on their guy and tight in their gaps, so just didn't give them much room to, skate right away, so it was, it helped us out.
Hi, Marty Klinkenberg from the Globe and Mail. When you look at the way you want to start a game, can you think of a better way to start, Dustin, and what was it like? What did you feel as you scored that goal?
I think it was just, overall it was just, just doing the right things, as, starting the game as a team, moving our feet, just keeping it simple, and, just got across the line and, just getting shots, to the net early and, one happened to go in.
What about my skating backwards there? Can do it.
You never have to play defense.
We'll take two more, Larry and then Ted.
Larry Lay, JP. Blakey, talk about Dustin's goal and how key that was, keeping the crowd even more fired up.
Well, I think, our last two games against Nashville at home didn't get off to great starts, and it's kind of been part of our identity of our team this year is we've gotten off to good starts at home. So that allows our crowd to be into it. It allows us to get rolling a little bit, especially in the offensive zone. And, like I said, that's part of our team game. I got caught playing defense for Buff and got lucky. You know, a few of those this year have ended up in our net because I don't know what I'm doing back there. But that's just, you know, allowing our guys to play their game. And, you know, you give this, you know, you give Buff a one-timer from the top of the circles, he's going to make you pay.
Ted, last one.
Ted Wyman, Winnipeg Sun. Blake, I think you guys had the same amount of blocks as they had shots on goal. Is that a big part of the commitment it takes to win at this time of the year?
That's huge. You know, you got to be dedicated to those little things, these little details that they add up, you know, at the end of the day. And I thought in the last series there were some opportunities for us to get into some lanes. You know, their power play made us pay a couple times from point shots and, you know, just continually improving. I think that was an area of emphasis. We could, you know, play a little bit desperate, get in front of those pucks, get in those lanes, and ultimately you do those little things and you're able to go back the other way and play off.